Valvag could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95 BFM.
Easy does it.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Steve Newell.
Kia ora, that's sinister in the background, slightly.
I don't know, that's not too sinister.
I'm not sure what we're talking about yet. This is the time of the week where we talk Kiriata. I've given it a Google. That's film, movie, or photographic slide. There you go, everyone. Kiriata. Feels good.
There we go. What are my qualifications, you ask? Kei te kai whakaraupapa hōtaka ko flicks.co.
Nice.
Aho. So I'm the online editor of flicks.co.nz.
Nice. Who is this gentleman?
What's going on at Flix?
Watching movies and that.
Just like heaps of beanbags. We've already had this discussion. You don't like beanbags, do you? Was it you that didn't like beanbags?
I took a beanbag a couple of days ago and had a read at lunchtime, which was quite nice.
Okay. This is good.
Yep. Got away from the desk. Got away from eating my lunch at my desk,
so
which
you
can't
a beanbag
be. Can't
fan.
Be different. Turns out I am. Just don't like work and
don't
a beanbag at the
read,
same time.
John. Stop believing what you read.
Still a bit noisy, I went to, I think my dislike from the beanbag came from my first adult experience as a beanbag consumer at a 24-hour movie marathon at the Hollywood Cinema, and just created a lot of rustles on the floor, everybody being in a beanbag at the same time.
Is there another option from sort of the napalm side of things? Is like another, rather than polystyrene, is there something else I can put in a beanbag?
Yeah, look.
Maybe some rice.
Yeah. Is this segment called Furniture in that?
What?
A chair, maybe?
Steve, you've actually just prompted me. I have always dreamt of going to a 24-hour movie marathon. Is it physically possible for me to do so?
I think you likely end up sleeping when you go to one anyway, so it's probably all sort of works around to the same situation, doesn't it?
Do many people snore?
Am I allowed to sleep?
There is a little bit of snoring, yeah. I think people take a few... There's a few different approaches, right? Like, some people might... some people might subscribe to that idea that you can bank REM sleep in advance. So they might sort of stock up on their sleep. Try that. Other people might avail themselves of legal stimulants.
Yes.
Other people might avail themselves of illegal stimulants. Mm.
You said that twice.
No, you said legal and illegal.
Okay, sweet. Carry on.
I'm just...
No dose, boys.
Coffees.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it maybe was the substance.
Coke.
But I highly endorse it.
Coke would suck at a movie, by the way. That would be annoying. Nobody wants that.
With any luck, there will be another 24-hour movie marathon before the end of the year at the Hollywood.
Yes.
It's good. And you kind of they're programmed in such a way that really kind of your fatigue as you go through the experience is matched by the increasing difficulty of the films that you're watching.
No.
And so when you're kind of at your maximum zonked out, they are really fucking with you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a try.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, so last week we talked Predator. We're back to revisit The Predator.
Yeah, totally. Last week was Kornihi, and this week is Te Kornihi, because they're calling this one The Predator instead of just Predator. Mm. And Shane Black has returned after having a memorable 10 minutes in the original Predator film. If you've seen Iron Man 3, if you've seen The Nice Guys, and if you've seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, you'll be familiar with how he makes films that are filled with snappy, quippy dialogue. And good Christ, has he stuffed this movie full of snappy, quippy dialogue to the point where there's actually way too much snappy, quippy dialogue.
Will it date?
It kind of already has. I enjoyed it. Like, he's made a big over-the-top, like the most over-the-top popcorn-chomping, audience-pleasing, Predator-fan-pleasing, ridiculous, R-rated, funny action comedy,
popcorn-chomping,
violent Predator movie that anyone could ask for. And in the process, has probably overcooked it a bit.
How many deaths would you say? In this movie.
On-screen deaths, like 50-ish.
Okay.
50-ish. Okay. But there are quite a few flunkies, like quite a few uniformed flunkies.
Oh,
so
like just
you don't feel you don't feel emotionally invested in their demise. Okay. It comes out of the gate pretty fast. There's very little mucking around in this film. It just hits the ground running as a sniper trying to take out some drug cartel dudes. Suddenly an alien spaceship crashes. It has a predator on board. Some shit goes down. Some people get killed immediately. It's just kind of like races along. One thing that's missing.
I thought somebody purchased the predator from like a Wally sort
of
shop.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a... the said sniper ends up with a couple of pieces of Predator's kit, and he realizes that it would be a mistake to be caught with these extraterrestrial objects.
Mm. Does it especially have the triangle aiming thing?
No, it doesn't get the triangle aiming thing. But it doesn't make much sense to put this thing in a box and send it to your house via a courier when you look at it on paper. But what actually happens is he spots a helicopter coming in with a bunch of black-clad kind of weird special ops dudes and figures like... Me being with the stuff was a really bad idea. I need an insurance policy.
Sell it on the dark web.
So, yeah, like he basically sends it home to put it on Trade Me. And, but the Predator wants his stuff back. And there's
he
another.
He can't get a Trade Me account because his fingernails are massive.
There's another Predator that wants the Predator's stuff as well. So there's like an inter-predator scenario.
Yeah.
But essentially, like the plot is quite kind of wafer thin. There are, you know, a few different groups of characters that intersect. Maybe there's sort of one too many slightly unhinged army dudes too many in the film. But
so
the whole thing
just... castle meets the original Predator kind of thing.
The villain is extremely droll. So
who's the villain? The Predator's the villain.
There's a human villain who will stop at nothing to obtain the Predator and his devices.
That's complicated.
He's quite amoral, but he's really droll. He just chooses Nicorette the whole time.
Ugh.
And he makes sort of droll comments like, "They're large, they're fast, and fucking you up's their idea of tourism."
Just on that that nicotine, somebody's left a Habitrol patch up here if you're in need, anyone, just by the way. It's an option if you're going to a long movie marathon or something.
Yeah. Not very comfortable, those Habitrols, frankly, though, are they?
No need.
So if you're going to score this, would you give us a score for
it's a three-star movie. It's enjoyable. It does a bunch of stuff that, I laughed quite a few times. I liked a lot of the action sequences. There's... you know, probably two or three movies worth of gags and stuff.
Well, 50 people died.
Nah, could have done a few more. But it's like probably two or three movies amount of jokes in the film. Mm. And some of them don't quite land, and it's a bit distracting.
Mm.
What it doesn't have that, and maybe this sounds a bit of a silly thing to say about the first Predator film, but I was thinking about the tone that this one was going to have because people were complaining online about the trailers are too silly, there are too many jokes in the trailers. But then you think about Arnold cracks jokes in Predator, Shane Black cracks jokes in Predator.
His characters are strong.
Now here's the thing though, the characters are funny in the film. The film's not a comedy. The film's pretty straight, right?
Mm.
And the jokes are there to kind of diffuse the tension. They make the characters more likable. In this film, so much of the humor, there's meta humor, there's references to the first Predator film. It's kind of callbacks. And it sort of feels like you can't forget that someone's sitting there writing this movie, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like other films, you can get swept away in what's happening and really kind of invested in events and, you know, arguably give a bit more of a shit than you do watching this new film. Having said that, it's ridiculously enjoyable.
How many Predator perspective shots are there where they do it from Predator's perspective and it's like shh, 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 anytime.
That's a really good point. There are probably only half as many as the kind of more scary or tense Predator films, because it's less about these guys hunting humans and more about all this quite intense chaos with intersecting characters and lots of shit going on at the same time while people are making really funny quips to each other. It's more about that than it's about, going through the jungle and picking people off one at a time.
Yeah.
Or, Jamaican drug lords getting decapitated.
Are there many skinned people?
Oh, there's a good one. There's a good
Tell me about these skinned people.
There's quite a good skinned one early on. I'm trying to avoid going into too many details.
Okay.
Suffice to say.
The skin.
Suffice
How
to say.
How is it removed from the person, would you say?
Suffice to say, there are some people do not get away with their dermis intact in this film.
What's the predator collecting mostly? Is it still skulls and spines? Or?
Yeah, still into the skulls and spines.
What's he making? What are they making with the skulls and spines? Mint thrones and stuff on the ship? Or? Is it as voodoo as it used to be kind of thing is what I'm getting at?
Like shell necklaces, like with vertebrae, something like that.
Actually, the predator is just like a middle-aged woman that lives down in Waihee and just makes shell mirrors and shit.
It's not so much of a pure predator story in that sense, because the kind of main plot is like there's one predator being chased by another. So he's not here to hunt. He's not here to have a good time.
This time it's personal.
He's here running away from his mate, and that's not a great movie tagline, but that's kind of the crux of it.
Sounds a little bit romantic though as well.
It's pretty romance-free zone, got to say, this film.
Have any of the predator movies had a female predator cruising around?
Jeff Murphy, the New Zealand director who spent a bit of time working on the first film, wanted the Predator to be either an old man or a female and subvert Hollywood norms of what a powerful alien would be.
That's right.
And then the studio went, fuck off.
But it worked for aliens, right?
Alien, isn't it?
That was the Queen was the big, bad...
There's the original working title of 1987's Predator was The Hunter. And there are a couple of gags in this film, like, the humans...
They had a rap beef for a while, eh? Predator and Alien. It was weird, man. Like, then they got together on that movie that...
I don't think we talk about those films. They're pretty dire. Humans call them predators, like, quite a bit in the film. And there's, like, a few quippy jokes about that, like... Well, actually, what you're describing isn't a predator. It's more of a sports hunter.
Okay.
We took a vote. Predator sounds cooler. Yeah, like jokes exactly. Like that. But Hunter was actually the title of the script that Jeff Murphy worked on before it became Predator and before it became
his biggest regret. Arnie.
So, hey, look, deep dives, mate, deep dives.
We could go on about Predator for quite a long time, it would seem.
It's going to be, like, it was just a bit, it was a funny experience seeing it last night. The cinema was pretty jazzed for it. But when you're seeing, like, quite over the top stuff happening on screen, particularly jokes, and people aren't cracking up, it can be quite a weird experience. Some of this film falls flat, but yeah, look, there's, you know, two or three films worth of stuff going on in there, and that's probably enough to watch it, but I don't think many people are going to be like walking out of the cinema cheering, which is a bummer, but you know what, I'll take that over something that, like,
Transformers,
yeah, for sure, but also if something sort of slavishly tried to recreate the tone of the first and / second Predator films, then
too soon.
That would be just a bit dumb as well. So I don't know. Go swing for the bleachers. Fuck it up. Have a good hoon. But it's not a perfect film, or even a very good one necessarily.
Sorry. Just...
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Sorry to Cornahy.
Well, it is what it is, mate.
Hey, 3 stars isn't a bad review.
It's a little bit of DAC, it'll come right.
Yeah.
Really,
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.